All right, Jim Hoffman here for EMS Office Hours. We're going to be sticking with the EMS Green Room, I think, when it comes to what I'll stick with calling this stuff. So today, just two things I want to kind of talk about. One, been seeing some articles out there about letting EMS carry firearms on, you know, on calls and all. I don't know. To me, I am a pro-gun guy, and I feel that that's something we should have a right to do and all, and be well-trained in it and well, you know, screened to have the weapon to begin with. But to me, having EMS carry weapons on scene, I don't find it necessary. Listen, I've been in EMS over 26 years, 27 years, and I've never felt the need that I had to have a firearm with me. And I've worked in all areas of New York City, Brooklyn, New York, some pretty, you know, dangerous areas, places in New Jersey, you know, and never felt the need to have a firearm. Okay, it's all about your situational awareness, the risks that you take. Okay, sure, the job can be dangerous at times, and you might find yourself, you know, that rare occasion where you feel you might, that a firearm might have been beneficial. But for me, carrying it day to day, I don't know. I don't see that being something that's necessary. I think it's going to, you know, might end up causing problems and even have the perception of us as being healthcare providers skewed and being looked at as something else by the public, right? So that's kind of where I stand on that, guys. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's a great idea. Again, being your situation awareness, being aware of what you're doing out there in the field, you know, being able to find egress, always being aware of what your situation is and how to get out of a situation, to me, is more important. And that's the type of training that we should be doing, not trying to arm ourselves with that, okay? But again, this is something that's popular, right? It's been a popular sort of subject matter in EMS. But you know what? How about something that's more important? You know, I just saw something about New York City, new contracts coming out, right? And top pay increased, man, for EMTs and paramedics. So top pay for EMTs increased by $1,851, and top pay for paramedics increased by $2,385. Pretty cool, right? So you're a medic now, and you can make an additional, you know, almost $2,500 a year as top pay. What's even greater, though, is, you know, firefighter pay increased about $9,000. So if you're a firefighter, you can make an additional $9,000, but, you know, paramedic, EMT, nowhere even close, right? Guys, this is the stuff we got to focus on, right? Focus on the stuff that matters, all right? And not carrying firearms, not ultrasound, you know, all this nonsense, okay? We need to focus on pay that's going to allow us to work one job. Right? Work one paramedic job, one EMT job, support our families, pay our bills, right? Not get rich doing it. None of us know or think we're going to get rich, right? But when you've got a comparison for EMS and fireside, and they're going to be getting a top pay increase of up to $9,000, and we're, you know, $6,000 short of that, there's a problem. I don't know about you, but every place that I've been, the ambulances are running constantly all day long, and the fire trucks are sitting there, right? So where is the comparison for that, okay? And not to say the firemen don't deserve it. They do, all right? They're getting paid for what they know. They're getting paid for the risks that they might take, right? But we should be getting the same thing. We should be getting equal pay for what we know, for the risk that we take, okay? So, I don't know. My little rant for today, guys, on this, you know, listen, as always, I need you to stay safe out there, okay? Stop thinking about carrying guns. Keep your head on a swivel, as much as I hate that phrase. but kind of be aware of your surroundings at all times. That's what's going to keep you safe, all right? Not some weapon, all right? That's going to put you in a situation you don't want to be in, and it's going to, I think, to me, change the perception of EMS over time, of us being not just healthcare providers, but looked at as maybe a threat or maybe as the enemy, especially in some of the areas that we often work in, right? So just my kind of take on that, guys. So, all right, I'm going to end it there. That's it for this EMS Green Room. As always, I'd love to hear your comments. Be sure to post them in the notes below. Share this on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, okay? And, you know, share the love of this type of stuff, okay? And leave your comments as well. I want to hear what you have to think about this type of stuff, too. Maybe I'm way off. Maybe you totally don't agree with me. If that's the case, that's cool. Let me know, all right? All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to end it here. As always, Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.